Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Circuses on the air.
When the president does it,
sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke, may the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
China's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And Dave Schwann. You know, we do this every... can we turn this down just a little bit? Dave and I do this every...
I can't hear you, Dave.
Hello, what, Dave? At the end of our show at 9:30 on Fridays and at about 6:30 on Saturdays, Dave and I always talk a little bit of history, what was happening during the week. This day is no different. This used to be called Decoration Day. Isn't that what your dad still calls it?
Yes. Can you tell me that? Yeah, yeah, he does.
He's 99
years old. Man. Yes. Yeah. And the reason for that, Dave, is because it was referred to as Decoration Day many years ago. The what we now know as the Memorial Day holiday was started as Decoration Day, where the tradition would be that families and loved ones would go out and honorably decorate the graves of soldiers that lost their lives in the war. This started just after the Civil War, and here in Illinois, very instrumental in getting this started, organizing this as a national holiday. There were observances in various parts of the country over the years, but an Illinoisan, John A. Logan, Southern Illinoisan, who was a Civil War general, also a U.S. senator from Illinois, in 1866, was a keynote speaker and an organizer at the Woodlawn Cemetery in Carbondale. This is only a year after the end of the Civil War, where we lost nearly a quarter of a million people in North and South. So it was certainly appropriate to have those soldiers honored. And then in 1868, he sponsored and proclaimed a day of observance called Decoration Day, where the graves of the soldiers would be decorated. It evolved into Memorial Day to remember all of those fallen and all of those who have served. And then eventually here, I guess in the 1970s, Congress just made it a three-day weekend like they do with Labor Day now.
For the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet, churchyard in the land, is what he said.
You got it.
As well, back in 1868. There was a speech, Dave, and I love playing this every single year, that Ronald Reagan made at Arlington National Cemetery back in 1985, which is really the true meaning of Memorial Day. Let's take a listen.
Sometime back, I received in the name of our country the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of a serviceman, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, but all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise, We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
And that was Ronald Reagan. What a great speech, Dave. You know, I mean, this is, you know.
That does hit the meaning of it, the essence of it. Yeah.
It does, because people get confused between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and there's kind of a fine line there.
Yeah, I would add, Dave, of course, you know me being an American history aficionado. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say geek or nerd or anything like that, but that kind of minimizes the meaning of this. But me being an American history person, it is interesting, at least to me, if you've come across a memorial or a statue of someone, take a moment to read an inscription on there, or read about why this was posted or why this was built, and come away with some sort of thought as to why that monument was placed there and the reason it is honoring the various people that it was there for.
Love it, Dave. We'll be right back.